Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some garden news and remind you to keep scouting for bagworms and now the Japanese beetle, and let everyone know of the McPherson County Farmers Market that's open each Saturday morning. But first, every June, organizations and communities across the country recognize National Safety Month, a time dedicated to raising awareness about preventable injuries and encouraging safer habits at home, at work, and on the road, and in our communities. Injuries remain one of the leading causes of death and disability in the United States. But many accidents are preventable, whether it's wearing a seatbelt or using a helmet, storing firearms securely, preventing falls, or staying alert behind the wheel. Simple actions can make a lasting difference. Since 1996, organizations and individuals across the country have joined the National Safety Council in observing National Safety Month each June. And in my extension news, K-State Extension says both bagworms and Japanese beetles are both active now. Both pests can cause visual damage to trees, shrubs, and ornamental plants if they are not managed early. Bagworms feed on a wide range of trees and shrubs, and their protective bags make them harder to spot until the damage appears. Japanese beetle adults feed on leaves and flowers, often leaving plants looking skeletonized. Scouting now can help treat your trees and shrubs before the damage will be done. Another pest that is visual now is the rabbit. Rabbits are a common invader in home gardens, especially when plants flower this time of year. KSE says there are many common sense ways to keep the hungry critters out. This time of year, rabbits gravitate to young vegetables and flowers, but there are some vegetables that they rarely bother, including the potato, tomato, corn, squash, cucumber, and some peppers. Here are some methods for keeping your rabbits away. Fencing is often the quickest and easiest method of control. KSE recommends that the fence be at least 2 feet tall with a fine mesh of 1 inch or less. Fencing support can be provided by a variety of products, including electric fence posts or wooden posts. Floating row covers can also help when a light woven material can be placed over the plant, yet it's still light enough to let air and water come through. Though most often used to promote early growth by keeping plants warmer than normal, it can also protect the plants from insects and wildlife. And lastly, a motion-activated sprinkler can attach to the garden hose, releasing a short burst of water upon motion, thus keeping the rabbits away. In other news, here at the Extension Office, we offer many diagnostic tests one can get done for their home or farm. We do rent our soil probe and can send samples for soil testing. We offer insect identification along with plant and weed identification and plant diagnostics. The Extension Office can send samples of water analysis and grain germination. In addition, we can get the analysis of hay and other forages for nitrates, protein levels, and moisture, along with our rental of our hay probe. We now have a vaccine cooler to help aid livestock producers to ensure their vaccines stay at the right temperature during the day when working cattle or other livestock. And we also have radon kits for sale for $10 and a petroleum alpha agent that helps get rid of bad odors. On our extension calendar, the McPherson County Farmers Market is up and going for the 2026 season. Our market runs each Saturday now till the end of September and is open from 7:30 till 11 at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Blue Roundtop Building at 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. The McPherson County Farmers Market is proud to feature items that are all homegrown and homemade. We hope you stop by this coming Saturday at this year's McPherson County Farmers Market. And also remember that each Saturday, the community of Mound Ridge has its own farmers market. Plan to visit their Saturday market from 8 to 11 at 406 West Cole Street. Stop by and see what they have for sale. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.